Well, we're moving on up, moving
on up
to the east side,
moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're ever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Ain't that the latest? The Navy just promoted a woman all the way up to admiral.
It's about time.
Yeah. We're fighting over Korea. I sure could use a woman on my ship.
George.
I mean to do the laundry.
So that's all a woman is good for, huh? Just to do your laundry?
No. I mean, the Chinese could do it better. Who is fighting them?
Will you move the paper so we can eat?
Sure, Weiss. What'll be having?
Something we haven't had for a long time.
Smells familiar. What is it?
Ta-da! Possum stew.
Ooh, wee possum stew. Shoot me, dude.
It used to be one of your favorites.
It still is.
Then how come you haven't asked for it since we left Harlem?
Because I don't want people to see me eating it.
Why not?
Look, I'm president of Jefferson Cleaners, and we presidents gotta watch our image.
Huh. Well, Mr. President, to uphold your image, why don't you wipe that possum gravy off your chin?
I know, Weeze. I can't find my screwdriver anywhere. Do you have one I could borrow?
Yes.
No.
Yes and no. Which is it?
Both. Yes, we got one, and no, I don't feel like going out to the store to get it.
George.
Look, Willis, we just sat down to eat. If you want to borrow something, why don't you come back after dinner?
Don't pay no attention to him. Come in, Tom. I think there's one in the junk drawer.
I hope so. I've asked everybody. Bentley doesn't have one. Ralph doesn't have one. Oh, what's that dish you're having? It smells great.
This is French cooking.
Why, it looks like ragu de mouton.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, my favorite. Do you mind? Mmm. Oh, delicious. Though I've never tasted anything quite like it before.
That's because them French chefs can't cook as good as we do.
All I could find was this one, Tom.
It's perfect. As a matter of fact, it's mine.
What's the big idea leaving your old tools down here?
He didn't leave it. You borrowed it last month to fix the dripping faucet.
What dripping faucet?
The faucet that's still dripping.
Well, thanks, Louise. I think I'll be going now.
Good.
Right after I have one more tiny sample of this ragu.
Hello there. Tom, what are you doing? Have you forgotten that I'm upstairs waiting for you to fix the television? I want to watch that special.
What's wrong with your television?
The picture has no color.
So what? You two ought to be used to black and white by now.
We'll get this back to you real quick, George, because you've got a screw loose for sure. Is that what I think?
Mm-hmm.
Possum stew!
Possum?
Possum? Easy! He lied to me!
Possum!
It sure tastes good, Louise. My grandmother used to fix this.
So did mine. In fact, I used her special recipe.
Really? Did you enjoy it, Tom?
Well, it's different.
Good. Then I'll get the recipe for you, Helen.
Wonderful. Then I can cook some possum for us, Tom.
Oh, I wouldn't want to put you to all that trouble.
No trouble at all. I haven't had anything like this in a long time.
Me neither. Someday I'm going to put these recipes in some kind of order.
And maybe someday somebody's going to serve me my dinner.
They look 100 years old.
My grandmother wrote them all down for my mother when she got married, and Mom passed them on to me.
But would you hurry up and pass them on to them so I can eat?
Ah, here it is. Possum stew.
First, shoot and wash one medium-sized possum.
Actually, George is eating rabbit. You can't buy possum anymore, but George never could taste the difference.
Here, let me see them. There's more than one way to skin a possum, but there ain't no way you can do it so as the possum will like it. Oh, that's charming.
Oh, here's a good one. Stuffed porgy and corn pudding. Take a handful of corn and a handful of flour, then pray to the Lord you ain't got a sneeze, because both your hands is full.
My grandmother had a saying for everything.
Yep, like two's company and four's a crowd.
This is great. Do you realize what you have here, Louise?
Yeah, a couple of trespassers and a pot of cold stew.
But seriously, with these soul food recipes and quaint directions, you've got the makings of a sensational cookbook.
A cookbook?
Now, who's going to pay good money for a ghetto cookbook? In case you ain't heard, Willis, people are trying to get out, not in.
Louise, if I could sell the idea to my boss, how long would it take you to put all these recipes into book form?
Come on, man. Wheezy ain't no book writer.
What makes you think your boss will like the idea?
Because he likes money, and cookbooks always make money.
Look, Willis.
And a good soul food cookbook with tasty, inexpensive recipes. Why, Louise, you could make a fortune.
A fortune?
Yes, look at Vincent Price. Why, he made a bundle with his cookbook.
Hey, Wheezy, where are your manners? Why don't you invite the Willises to dinner? Huh?
So nice of you to think of us, George. I can see that invitation came right from the heart of your wallet.
Well, I don't think we should. You weren't expecting us. Oh, there won't be enough.
We got enough. A little possum goes a long way.
Helen, didn't you want to watch that comedy special?
I'll get more laughs watching you.
But Helen,
Just close your eyes, Tom, and you'll swear you're eating rabbit.
That's right, Willis. You can't tell the difference.
Sit down, Tom.
Well,
Eat hearty.
Hey, Ma, which tie do you think
Shh.
I should...
Don't you know you're not supposed to bother a great author when she's creating?
I'm sorry. Hey, Mom, what's a grated onion?
Grated? Oh, that's supposed to be grated. Maybe I'm typing too fast.
Hey, don't worry about it, Mom. You know something? I'm really proud of what you're doing. Hello? Yes, she is.
Hey, Wheezy, good news. I just landed that big motel account.
Hey, Mom, it's a guy from the publicity department of Mr. Willis's company. They're doing a story on you. He's in the neighborhood and he wants to know if he can come by and talk to you.
The publicity department? Well, sure, tell him to come over.
Hey, didn't you hear my good news? I just landed that big motel account.
Congratulations, George.
Wheezy, you should have seen the way I was talking to this dude.
Hey, Pop, how does it feel being married to someone who's going to be famous?
Ask your mother. She knows.
How about that, Mom? They're going to do a story on you.
Oh, do you think I look all right?
Well, you can take the pencils out of your head.
Oh.
Hey, don't nobody want to hear I landed my big motel account?
Oh, not now, George. I got to finish this list.
Mm. What list? The shopping list? Or is it a list of things that ain't been getting done around the apartment lately?
Neither. It's a list of tenants who want autographed copies of my book.
Mrs. Jefferson, do you think you can get me an autographed copy, too?
Of course, Lionel. As long as you don't mind waiting in line. Oh, hello, Helen. Come on in.
Thanks, Louise. I've got a surprise for you.
What's this?
Open it.
$500? What's this for?
For writing your cookbook. Tom asked me to bring it down to you.
But you didn't even finish writing it yet.
This is an advance based on the first chapters. And believe me, when Tom's company gives an advance to an unknown author, that's something. Your book will be a smash, Louise.
I have never earned this much at one time in my life. I can't believe it.
Hey, they made a mistake. It says Louise Mills. That's your maiden name.
Yep, and now it's my pen name.
That was my idea.
Oh.
Well, so long, author.
So long, Helen, and thanks so much.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Willis. I didn't know you were here.
I'm not. She's all yours.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you?
Peter Brooks, public relations for Pelham Publishing.
Oh, now try a Peter Piper pick the peck of pickle pepper.
I'm supposed to see Louise Mills.
She's my wife.
May I speak with her?
Help yourself.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mills.
Just make this quick, Brooks. What do you want to know?
Oh, I'd like to know a few things about our author. Now tell me.
Ain't much to tell. I'm George Jefferson, owner of Jefferson Cleaners, and she's my wife.
Yes, but I'd like to find out some more personal information about your wife. Now, we might as well start at the beginning. Where were you born?
In a hospital. Where else?
My husband and I come from Harlem.
Harlem? That could be an interesting angle. Woman writes her way out of the ghetto.
Woman writes her way out of the ghetto? That ain't how it happened. Look, I'll tell you how it happened. She married me and we drove out in the van.
Please, Mr. Mills.
Jefferson, damn it!
I'll have to erase that. Look, Mr. Jefferson, we want your wife to sell books.
You gonna make her go door to door?
Mr. Jefferson, that's funny. Maybe we could say that Louise created her soul food recipes while living in Harlem, struggling to put food on the family table.
Well, actually, Mr. Brooks, it was my grandmother who created the recipes.
Louise Mills ain't struggling to put food on nobody's table. I did. And I always managed to do it, too.
Mr. Jefferson, I don't think you understand.
I ain't the one who don't understand. Louise Mills and I got married in 1952. I worked a lot of jobs and saved the money and opened up a cleaning store. Now I got a whole chain of cleaning stores and a high rise on the east side. And Louise Mills lives happily ever after as Louise Jefferson the End.
Oh, we'll have to do better than that.
Oh, but that's the truth, Mr. Brooks.
Well, sometimes we can't tell the truth. It's too confusing. Look, public relations is my business. And frankly, your real life as Mrs. George Jefferson is dull. What we have to do...
I'll tell you what we have to do. We have to say goodbye.
George.
You just stay out of this. It ain't none of your business.
But
nothing.
What about my tape recorder?
Look, if you ain't out here in 10 seconds, it's going to self-destruct.
But we didn't get a chance to talk about some of those recipes.
Oh, you want a recipe? I got a recipe for you. Stuffed turkey.
Stuffed turkey?
Yeah. Take your tape recorder and stuff it, turkey.
George, why did you do that? You may have ruined my chances to do that cookbook.
Good. Then you can go back to be my wife again.
Where is it written that I can't write a cookbook and be your wife at the same time?
N-O, right there, Weezy, in black and white.
But I've signed a contract with Tom Willis's company. I've got to do that cookbook.
You ain't got to do nothing.
They gave me this check for $500.
Yeah? Well, I can take care of that quick.
George, that was my check.
Yeah, well, I'll make you another one. I'll show you some writing that's really writing.
George!
Only I'm going to pay you more than Willis's old cheap company.
$501.
That ain't enough. I make it $601. I got all the money you need.
George, don't you see? I earned that money. It made me feel wanted.
Oh, you want to feel wanted? I want you to go out in the kitchen and cook my dinner. All this fighting has made me hungry.
Well, then buy yourself a restaurant.
Hey, ain't you listening? There ain't gonna be no work because there ain't gonna be no cookbook.
George, get this through your head right now. There is going to be a cookbook.
Then you got a big choice to make, sister. Do you want to be my wife or Aunt Jemima? Where you go?
To make some pancakes.
What are you staring at?
Why don't you want Mom doing her cookbook?
Look, your mother's getting carried away with this cookbook jive.
Oh, Pop, don't you dig it? It's something she's doing on her own and something that makes her feel important.
Lionel, your mother is already important. She's Mrs. George Jefferson, ain't she?
But, Pop, maybe Mom wants to be important on her own.
Look, one important person in this house is enough.
Hey, you're jealous.
Jealous? Me jealous? You accusing me of being jealous?
You don't want anybody sharing the spotlight with you.
Look, this ain't got nothing to do with no spotlight.
Hey, don't get upset, Pop.
I ain't upset.
Yes, you are.
No, I ain't.
Then why'd you write pay to the order of Louise Mills?
I'm sick of this whole thing. I'll be glad not to hear about it no more.
You really think Mom's going to give up doing that cookbook?
No, I don't think so. I know so. As soon as she finds out how crazy she's been acting, she'll be back down here to apologize in a flash. See? She's back already. Mom!
Hello, George. Is Louise home?
No, Mama. She just stepped out for a while.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
I have some recipes I wanted to give her to put in her cookbook.
Hey, that's real nice, Grandma.
Well, Lord knows, when it comes to cooking, Louise needs all the help she can get.
Yeah, well, Mama, I ain't so sure Louise is going to be writing the cookbook.
Why not?
Well,
it's... Pop told her that he doesn't want her to do it.
Look, Wheezy has been working too hard, and it ain't healthy.
That's true. She's not used to hard work. I don't understand.
Look, Mama, why don't you go freshen up a bit, and I'll make you a Bloody Mary, okay?
All right, George, if you insist. But make it small. You know, I hardly ever have a drink before 5 o'clock.
Oh, but it's already 5:45.
In that case, make it a double.
You know, it'll really be ashamed if this cookbook never gets published.
Your mother will get over it.
Yeah, but what about you?
Me?
Now, wouldn't you like to go into a library and pick up a book and see your name in print?
My name? What are you talking about? Your mother is using her maiden name.
No, I mean this. To my wonderful husband, George Jefferson, without whose love and patience, I never would have been able to complete this book.
Oh, she didn't have to mention me.
Sounds like a dedication page.
Your mother was going to dedicate the book to me.
Sure is a nice dedication, isn't it? Huh. Too bad nobody's ever going to get a chance to read it.
I think you're being very foolish about this, George, denying your wife the right to her own career.
George! Wait a minute, Wheezy, before you say anything else. I've been thinking about this whole thing, and I want you to do the cookbook.
George, there's no earthly reason. You do?
Yeah, Wheezy, look, I've been thinking wrong, Wheezy. I mean, I didn't realize the dedication was for, I didn't realize your dedication for this project. If writing this book means that much to you, I ain't gonna stand in your way.
Oh, thank you, George.
Well, I'm glad you see it that way, George.
You ain't gotta be that glad. Your cookbook is gonna be a big success. Mwah. Oh, I'm so proud of you, Louise Mills.
Oh, George. Hi, Mother Jefferson. How are you feeling?
Terrible. I went to all the trouble to bring you my recipes, and now you're quitting on me.
No, she ain't, Mama. I wouldn't let her quit.
Good. I have a recipe for Hoppin' John that you must put in your cookbook.
Hoppin' John? That sounds like a laxative.
Thank you.
Hoppin' John is black-eyed peas and rice.
Oh.
Thanks, Mother Jefferson, but I already have a recipe for that.
But your recipe couldn't be as good as mine. My recipe rhymes. Listen. Take the peas and take the rice. Boil them once, but never twice. Add some salt, lid goes on, and in a while there's Hoppin' John. Now, is your recipe better than that?
No, it sure isn't.
See?
It's exactly the same.
The same?
Where'd you get that recipe, Mama?
I made it up. Now listen to this one for oxtail soup. Wash the oxtail before you put it in, because you don't know where that oxtail's been. Douse the fat and add the meat.
Oxtail soup sure do taste sweet. You mean you made that one up, too?
What are you doing, Mama? Stealing from Louise?
George, Louise is the last person I'd steal a recipe from.
Then how come you got it if you didn't get it from her?
I got them from a book.
A book? What book?
This book.
Mrs. Kirby's Kitchen, Favorite Negro Recipes.
Where'd that come from, Mom?
I bought it before I got married.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Tom?
With these recipes, Louise, they're exactly the same as yours. Quaint sayings and all.
I don't understand.
I hate to say this, Louise, but it looks like your grandmother was a plagiarist.
I thought your relatives were Methodists.
Pop, it looks like Mom's grandma didn't create the recipes. She just copied them out of this book.
Oh, well, then in that case, I'm sorry, Louise, but we can't do your cookbook. This is copyrighted material.
I wonder why my grandmother did that.
Mom, she was probably too poor to buy a book of her own.
Well, I'm sorry, Louise, but these things happen. And about that $500 check, I'll explain it to my boss, and I think I know what he's going to say.
Oh, thanks, Tom, but I'm afraid we tore up the check.
Good, because that's what he's going to say.
I'm afraid I've wasted a lot of your time, Tom.
No, it wasn't all wasted. I discovered one dish I know I'm going to stay away from.
Possum stew?
No, oxtail soup.
Well, George, looks like Louise Mills' writing career is over.
Don't worry about it, Wheezy. Being famous ain't all that cool. Look, Lionel, what's the name of that famous black writer you always reading?
James Baldwin?
James Baldwin, yeah. Look, I wouldn't trade you in for James Baldwin for anything.
Oh, George.
Diana Ross, maybe, but not James Baldwin.
George, were you really going to let me write that cookbook?
Sure, Wheezy, now that I know how important it is to you. As a matter of fact, since you got your typewriter out and everything, I think it's time you start on your next book right now.
My next book?
Yeah, the George Jefferson story.
That's a great idea. And when they make it into a movie, maybe they can get Harry Belafonte to play you.
Nah, that wouldn't work.
Why not?
He ain't tall enough.
Isn't this nice, George? Peaceful, no fighting.
Yeah, you're right, Weez. From now on, whatever you want to do is all right with me, within reason.
Oh, thank you, George. Let's invite the Willises back for dinner tomorrow night, too.
I said within reason.
See, you're starting a fight again.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, whatever you want to do, you just tell me and I'll listen.
You will?
Of course I will. What do you think I am? Hard to get along with? A stubborn jackass? Pig-headed? Back up!
I think you just passed it.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.